Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Melissa.
Yes.
Melissa Sawyer.
This is her.
Oh, very good. Melissa, my name is Daniel. I'm calling you back from Notebook Writing. But I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
That's okay.
Oh,
I'm
fantastic.
fine.
I am actually the same person that is chatting with you right now in terms of your book.
Okay.
Okay. So I actually wanted to speak with you over the phone. In terms of your concerns, of course, that we were facing over the chat. So, first of all, I would like you to go ahead and open up and share your thoughts, you know, what seems to be so disturbing or what seems to be, you know, so something that makes you understand that it's not legit.
I don't know, I feel like this would just be too easy if this went smoothly for me, I guess. I'm just expecting a lot of hiccups, because this just seems, I don't know, even for that $500, it seems like I don't know, it would, I'm just expecting this process to be a lot tougher, so I just need to know, like.
To be very honest, the genre that you're actually working in, it's very simple. It's a children's book, all right? Now, what I understand, what you've told me, that you've written everything in terms of the content, and we're expecting this to be like 32 pages, right? So, and plus you have an illustrator. So you have almost completed everything that is required to be done. We just need to edit it, proofread it, just to make sure it's up to the mark. If there are any grammatical errors, or maybe there is any plagiarism or any sort of, you know, compliance check is required, we'll go and do that for you. And once everything is sorted out, we'll format the book, all right? We'll format it in as per publishing standards, and hand it over to you. So there is nothing which is, you know, very much, which is like a rocket science that we need to plot the story, or we need to hear you and edit it properly from the beginning. You know, it's very easy. So that's the reason it sounds easy too. So, and plus I'm not adding any sort of additional services like publishing or maybe marketing or maybe something else. We are just trying to bring this book into life, which is by editing it, proofreading it, formatting it. The cover will be designed from your end because you have an illustrator. We would hope you create the author's bio, put it on the backside of the cover, leave a space over there for barcodes and everything, and, you know, get this book ready in an ebook format. So technically, once you'll be done with us, or once you'll be done with the job, the book will be ready in a print-ready format. The next steps for you would be that either you can take it to a local printer, or maybe you can publish it online.
So you're not actually, your group is not actually the publishing part. It's just the, the getting it ready part. Okay.
First. And then I told you the $1,000 option that was covering the publishing and the book cover part. And if you're going for the $2,000 thing, or maybe more than that, then it increases your platforms for marketing. Like, for example, in $2,000, I can maybe offer you just social media marketing, but if you're going more than that, we can add email marketing to it, we can add social media paid marketing to it, we can add SMS marketing to it, plus we can create an author website and do SEO over there, which would bring up the ranking of your website on Google, which automatically affects your book. So there are a lot of ways we can market the book too, but that also depends on your budget. So I didn't want you to go and come up with $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 and, you know, give it a start with big numbers. So that's the reason I said we'll start small. We'll show you how good we are in terms of editing it. Once you're satisfied with the services, which I'm sure you would be, then we'll talk on good numbers. This way you'll be satisfied,
okay,
you'll be skeptic, and plus investing $500 would be something nominal for both the parties that we can give it a start with.
I can't hear you very well.
That's all it. All right. This is exactly why I'm actually running after it with small services first, because I know once you're doing it the first time, you know. Once you would speak with the team, once you would speak with your account manager, she would give you a couple of ideas of where you can publish it. There are a lot of platforms where you can publish it on, a lot of things that you can do with the book. For example, you can turn this book into an audible version. You can create a video teaser of the book, or maybe you can promote the book before marketing it, before publishing it. Or you can maybe recommend it to NYC's bestseller column. You can recommend it to local publishers like Harper & Collins or maybe Barnes & Noble to keep your book in physical stores. But all this will be done once we have the product in life, once we have this book in life.
Okay. Okay. I cannot hear you very well. I missed a lot of what you just said. I apologize.
No problem. I'll
I heard you fine at first. There we go.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Okay, I can hear you now. Yes, I don't know what the difference is. Yes.
I'm sorry, but I guess this is better. So I was saying that yes, once you will be on board, there are a lot of things that we can do for you. Maybe turn this book into an audible version, maybe help you with creating a teaser of your book, and if you're going for more, let's say for example, you want us to help you with marketing too. So there are a lot of platforms we can start with to give it to create awareness of this book, because a book would sell once people will come to know that yes, there's a new book in the market. And for this, you
Okay.
awareness. So all this will be done. But again, I don't want you to come up with $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 to give it a start with. So I told you, come up with minimums, bring it into life. Once we would have a physical
Okay.
book in our hands, we would understand the next steps. Me and you, we both will be in a shape where we can talk more on this.
Okay. So is this basically what a book agent would do for me? Would be like my middle person? They
Book
would
agent
do all of
is
the.
a bit different. All right, book agent means that a literary agent will be assigned to you who would be taking care of everything for the book. That means you won't have any rights on the book. He would fix it for you. He would edit it for you the way it is supposed to go. As per professionally, you like it or not, he would do it the same way because his job is to make money out of it. All right, then he would help you publishing the book. Then he would help you marketing the book. The best part is you won't have to invest anything into it. But the worst part is you won't have any right to it as well because he would be taking care of everything. Now, the worst part about literary agents is because I'm an author myself. I've been writing books for the last 13 years. I've been through this process. Literary agent, the worst part about it is that since you don't have access to anything, you would never come to know what your share of royalties you would get from him. For example, if the person is telling you sold 500 copies, and on the back end he sold 2,500 copies, you do not have any way or any medium where you can check if this is legit or not, you know, if he's telling you the right thing or not.
Okay. That makes
We'll
sense.
give you a
Okay.
portion or 10% or 20% out of 500 sales. However, you deserve a 10 or 20% of the portion out of 2,500 sales. But how would you come to know that you made 2,500 sales? This is where, you know, new authors do not understand. They only think on one thing which is benefiting them is that they don't have to invest in anything into it. But you need to understand that your book is your intellectual property. Others are making money out of it. Eventually, you should be the person that should make money out of it. It's your idea.
Okay.
And this is what agents do.
Okay. All right. Let me ponder this. And so if I call that number that you gave me and just ask for you,
Yep.
or do you have an extension or anything?
The extension is 607. If you're not able to dial the extension, anyone answers the phone from the reception, anyone in the company, ask them to transfer the call to Daniel Garcia. We have a few Daniels here, but the complete name is Daniel Garcia, so just keep that in mind so that you're transferred to the right person, and I'll be there to go and guide you on this.
Okay.
By the way, just to
I don't
bring
know. I guess I've
to
all. Go ahead.
Go ahead, you're saying something.
I was just saying, through this whole process of writing this story, I've been talking down about like who's going to read this book anyway. Like who, I've tried to talk myself out of this many times, as I'm sure every new writer does that. But I just don't know
Exactly.
if it's good enough. I don't know if it's
This
what
is
anybody would even
what
buy.
we will help you with. You know, this is exactly what you need help with, all right? Right now you're looking at a book from your point of view, all right? It looks perfect, right? But when you see it from a third point of view, or maybe when a third person steps in and tells you, you know, from a kid's point of view, if I read it, these are the errors what I face, you know? So when you get suggestions or creative ideas, you're able to make a book into a better manner, if I make sense, you know? At the moment, I do agree you're new to this. You have no idea if you're doing it the right manner, you're doing it the wrong manner. Is it the same way it is supposed to be done? You have no idea onto this. So this is why we are actually here, to guide you. If something is not up to the mark, let's say a chapter, a paragraph, a line, a word is not making sense, we'll ask you to remove it or rephrase it. You know? So at the end of the day, you would have help from us from top to bottom. And as I said again, editing is not where we end, all right? This is just the beginning. You can say it's the catch to bring you on board, all right? Because that's exactly how it would work. Once you would finalize the editing, once you're satisfied with it, once you're happy with it, then we'll talk on publishing, we'll talk on printing. I'm sure you would need few copies to distribute to people around you, to your friends and family members. All right, you would need publishing of the book where people can come online and read your book. If you're referring someone to your book, he goes on Google, writes your name, he should see your book on top. So for that, there are a few tactics you need to do. First of all, create your social media pages. You know, line up content for email marketing, line up content for email SMS marketing, bring up an author website which can say more about the author, which gives a recognition to the author too. On the same website, post all your books. Sell your books on your own website, make 100% money out of it. Why are you sharing profits with Amazon or maybe with Barnes & Noble? Sell it on your own. So there are, again, a lot of things, right? I have a plate full of information, but I don't want you to, you know, just over-digest it and make problem for you. So that's the reason.
Right.
Let's take it one by one. Let's bring the book into life. Let's bring this baby into life. And then we have a lot of things to talk about. Baby clothes, shoes, everything will be lined up.
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
In reference to discounts, it's a hefty discount, just to answer your 550 question. You know, I do understand that sometimes a hefty discount sounds a bit, you know, illegal to, or maybe something which is not legit to. But just to tell you, we had a promotion up in life on Independence Day that was 40% discount. We've seen almost a lot of people signing up for 40% discount, so it's just increased to 50% for this week, which we would end on the 15th of the month. That's at the end of the month. At the end of the week, I'm sorry. So if you're actually lining up before this week, which is today or maybe tomorrow, so you would just pay 50% of the total cost. Remaining 50% will be waived off for you. It's not because you're looking good or it's not because you're talking good. It's just a promotion that every new author can avail. Just to keep the cost nominal for them, because every author is not that good in affordability as well, looking at the current inflation.
Okay.
So I hope I'm making sense so far.
I think so.
I still feel you have questions in mind which you're hesitating to ask.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot to take in because I'm brand new at this. I've never even thought about doing this before, but I thought, well, I'm qualified just like anybody else, so.
Everything is when my father bought me a cycle, all right, when I was, I guess, 5 years old or something, trust me, it was a new thing for me. I didn't know how to ride it. Right. But when I sat on the desk, you know, fall from it two or twice or thrice, I came to know this is how you write it. So that's the same thing, right? You just need a bit guidance. It's not rocket science. You know, it's not something that, no one can do. It's very easy. It's very simple. You just need to follow the right steps, right? You just need to follow the right methods, and bingo, you're in the right place. All right, when I was writing my first book, by the way, just to let you know, I'm a children's book author. I've been writing children's book too. Just to bring you in a safest corner, you can put my name on Amazon and you can see the books that I've published. You would have a better idea of what I'm talking about. So when I started my first book 13 years ago, I was maybe in the same situation. The worst part is that I actually ended up paying to literary agents to promote the book. And, you know, you never know that how much you're selling until you don't step into this. In self-publishing, this is the best option. When we hope you self-publish it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, anywhere else, you have access to your accounts. You can log in like you're logging to your Facebook account, where you can see your reviews, where you can see your sales, where you can see people clicking on your book, but they're not buying it, and you can see people clicking on your book and buying it at the very same point of time. There'll be few people that would give you reviews, or a few people that would message you personally to ask you questions about the book. So all this will be lined up for you, all right?
I see. Okay.
But again, as I said, I don't want you to come up with $1,000, all right? I want you to come up with minimum. That's $500 just to give it a start. Again, first two steps, that is to get you started and connecting with the writing team might be a bit difficult because when you're new to this, you know, they're new to you too. So they would need some time to understand, sync with you on this idea. Maybe one or two phone calls or three phone calls might not be enough. There'll be different emails they'll be exchanging with you. Once you both are synced, the writer and you, you know, they will start the job right then and there. Accordingly, we will tell you what sort of illustrations we need. All right, every illustration would be placed. I mean, when you're talking about a second standard, a third standard book, it needs to be, you know, a picture book. There should be illustrations on each page. But every illustration should explain what is in the illustration. So a two-liner content or maybe a five-liner content on the same page would help the kid to understand what you're actually elaborating. You know, being an author is like being a painter. It's, you need to explain your story from your pictures. Okay, that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
For this, whatsoever illustrations will be required, we'll go ahead and tell you this is what we need to do. So if you have a student that's doing that for you, fantastic. You can get them created. You can have them, you know, send it over to us. We'll review it, make sure it's done in the right manner, format it for you, add it to the book, and get this going. In case if the illustrator is not up to the mark tomorrow, you need us to do the illustrations too. No worries. We'll take care of the illustrations too. But you would have to trust someone, you know, with something, at least with 1% of a trust, to get this going. You know, remaining,
yeah,
I'm sure once you would speak with the account manager or once you would speak with the team, I would earn the remaining over there. Everyone is not out there to scam people. Few people are running the so.
But there are so many.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But whenever you do online business, right, be it anything, even though if you order Apple iPhone, right, you would still be in, you know, you would still have to trust them. You know, you would have to give 1% of your trust to anyone you're doing business with. So it's simple.
Right.
All right. As I said, the catch is not to take 500 and then vanish, because this is not the profit. This is not why we're working for the last 12 years, or this is not why we have created our credibility in the firm. And again, just for $500, I don't prefer to put my company into jeopardy. If you might have paid $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, I might have thought to scam you. But no, the 500, of course, nothing. So this is, again, just the catch to show you how good we are in terms of services. Once you would see the services, once, you know, you would give us time to go and share our expertise with you, you'll be much more satisfied. Much more satisfied.
Okay. So a couple questions about, well, one question I can think of about your company. So you do, like you said, the basics of just editing all the way to publishing and marketing. You would do everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We do. All right. In $500, I won't do everything for you, but yes, we
are. No, I understand that. No, I understand that. I just meant your company as a whole is is there to do the basics all the way to the whole thing.
Yeah, of course,
right?
Of course,
okay.
Absolutely. Everything from top
to
bottom.
Well, you said something earlier about finding, you know, if I wanted to find a local publisher, I just was verifying that you would do that also if I wanted that. Okay.
I didn't understand your question. The last part, you said you are looking to signing a local publisher. What would happen then?
No, you had mentioned, you know, that I could take, you know, you would dress up my book and then I could take it to a local publisher. I just was asking if your company does all of that too. Okay.
Yes, we would. If you need us to go ahead and refer you to local publishers, we can do that. The process is simple. Every publisher is not out there to take books from new authors, right? They don't prefer investing in new authors, to be very honest. So we need to create query letters. We need to create proposals for you. We need to, you know, present it into a manner that they buy the idea, okay? It's not that they won't invest into it. They would invest into it, but on their terms and condition. Now, the best part, what I recommend to my authors, is start with online publishing. There are two reasons for that. First thing, you don't have to come up with a hefty amount. All right, you'll be, you know, you can do the job in very nominal rates comparing to local publishers. Secondly, if you sell good, all right, Melissa, let's say, for example, we publish a book, and in first day or maybe in 7 days, we see 200, 300 sales for this book, or maybe pre-bookings, or maybe people who are liking this book, or maybe 15, 20 reviews about the book in just 1 week. This way you can spin the table around. At that time, if you take your book to a local publisher, he would not give you his terms and conditions. He would agree to your terms and conditions. For example, if your book becomes, there's a very simple calculation with NYT. If you want to make your book a bestseller for NYT, you need to sell 7,000 copies in 10 days, 10 months as soon as it's published. If you meet that, automatically NYT would approach you to get your book, and other publishers would do the same thing. They would see money in your book. They would start investing in it. They would call you up. They would try to get in touch with you. And this way you would spin the table around. Then you won't be investing into it. They will invest into it. So that's the best part for online publishing. This is what I was recommending to you earlier as well, that start with online publishing. Don't run into local publishers. They have a lot of, I would say, problems. And plus, it's not the right thing for new authors to start with local publishers. See the market, see the reviews. If you're selling good and if you're making money out of it, why do you actually want to take it to a local publisher?
True.
Why do you
want to
share your profits? Put it on your own website. All right, sell your book at your own. Sell a paperback at your own. Sell a hard copy at your own. I'll get you connected with printing companies locally within your state. They will offer you printing at a very nominal rate, which Amazon even does not offer. And this way you can sell your book at your own rates. You know, 100% would go to you. Now, if you put your book on Amazon and if you're keeping the cost at $30, $5 to $6 or maybe $7 would go to Amazon as their share, right? But if you're selling it on your own website, this $30, 100% goes to you.
Okay,
there's a complete charge for that. There's a complete process that you'll have to line up where people would come online on your website, they would order your book, then there will be a shipment process that will start before that, a printing process would start. All right, the person will put down his address accordingly. A shipment calculator would calculate how much he has to pay if he wants the book to be delivered in a different state. Okay, so there will be a complete science that will be designed for you on the website, and then, you know, you can go from there. But, again, we are too early talking about this.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah, I understand.
These are just ideas, all right? I'm giving you
okay.
Without looking at your book, all right? Once I would have a physical book in hand, once you're done with your book, once we have completed your book, I would have different ideas for you that you can go and choose from of what you need to do for this
okay.
book.
Okay. So once I decide, the next step will be, I'm sorry?
The next step would be to get you on board. There are a few simple formalities that we would complete. First would be to go ahead and complete your order sign-up. That includes your basic information, name, phone number, email address, and et cetera. We'll go and carry that for you. Then we would complete the order process using your payments, which you can pay through any type of debit credit cards. And after that, we'll give you an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, that would state your rights as being the author of the book. It's your idea, it's your story. No one is copying your idea. No one can use your book's material, any other book project. So all sort of confirmations that can put you on the safest corner as being the author of the book will be mentioned in the NDA and will be sent to you. Signed from our side, you would send it back to us along with your written manuscript, and accordingly, the job will be started. Before that, you'll be in touch with your account manager. She would give you a welcome call to bring you on board, to explain you the process. There's a portal that we have available where you writers, account managers, designers, illustrators, everyone is working on one platform. So you would be on the portal too, where your book will be discussed with the editors. And, of course, the reason why we create a portal is that, you know, you don't have to speak with every person individually. You know, it's one platform that connects everyone. So if you're saying one thing
okay.
about a book, or if you're giving your revision or your feedback, every person can read that feedback and do their job accordingly.
I understand.
So no miscommunications whatsoever. So it's a very simple, easy, smooth process, Melissa, following from the last 12, 15 years up till now. Got a lot of authors out there, all right, have used us. And the same way, recommend to you too, that use us. I'm sure you
okay.
won't regret your decision.
Okay. So one more question, then I'll let you get off here. The illustrations, would you said that your people would recommend, like, what to put on what page,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, because I'm hoping this will work with one of my former students, but he would need a little bit of, you know, obviously some guidance in that area. So
absolutely.
Okay.
We do not
okay.
want experts over here, all right? We completely understand you're new to this. We completely understand the student is new to this, all right? He's just a student, all right? He's not an adult or he's not a professional illustrator. So we would tell him things in easy words, you know? We won't tell him to use difficult softwares which can actually put him into a hassle. Plus, it's your idea. We would just help you line up the idea. If you want the illustration or if you want the main character to be a female or maybe a kid, it would be a female or kid, all right? We would just tell you what sort of backgrounds you can keep, what sort of colorings you can keep, what sort of people you can add in the illustration in the complete picture, which could actually stick the kid's eyes to the book.
Okay. That,
so we would recommend you things, all right? Again, it's not that we would make a decision on it, all right? Everything will be discussed with you, all right? And then it depends on you that you want to follow our suggestion or you want to come up with your own.
Okay. Okay, as long as I still have, all the decision-making, that's fine. And thank you for the explanation about the book agents. I had no idea what all that was about, so...
Don't run into
okay,
this. Literally recommend you don't run into this. I've seen people wasting years, all right, years, and after that. Recently, I've got two clients on board, all right. They were using, I'll tell you the name of the company, too. They were using BookBaby, all right, for their books. And trust me, they landed up, they paid very, very much. They paid, like, what, $300, $400 to bring their book into life. But trust me, till date, they are just... regretting of why they used BookBaby, because BookBaby actually ruined their book, all right? They neither gave them any good platforms, neither revised the content, plus for every revision they charge you, all right? Here we give you unlimited revisions. You can make us work back and forth. If you're not satisfied with a certain content that we have edited for you, you can request us to change it back and forth until you're satisfied. And worst case scenario, Melissa, if things do not work out, all right, if you're not satisfied with the project, due to any reason, all right, if you're not able to continue the project due to any reason, we offer 100% money back guarantee too. So it's not that, you're paying to us and we keep the money. No, if you're not continuing the project, we would refund you the money and we'll ask you to take it to someone else.
Okay.
So you're in the safest corner.
Okay.
In a win-win situation.
And you said this special runs through Friday. It's this week.
Yes, it's there for Friday, but I would recommend you just don't jump in for the last hour. If you are planning to get this started, try to see if you can get this done on Wednesday or Thursday, because we have limited coupons for that. So just don't wait for the last hour. It might, if people sign up rapidly in the next 48 hours, or maybe new authors, if we get 20 or 30 more new authors within the next 2 days, we will close the discounts.
I understand.
That's the worst part. Discounts come with deadlines. That's the worst part about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem,
Melissa.
I will
get back to you. I have to process this.
Take your time. Do send me your email over the live chat so I can send you something in writing or maybe a summary of our conversation that would give you a better idea of what or how things would move forward.
Okay. I just did. All right.
Just did.
Thank you so much.
You didn't do it from there. Thank you for your time, Melissa. I appreciate that, ma'am. Take care of yourself. Best of luck on this book.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.